Welcome to the Monday, December 12th, 2011 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from London, England. Daniel wrote a diary about a number of different hijacked domains that are used to spread the black hole exploit kit. The domains follow the same pattern that Tom described a while back. These are otherwise legitimate domains, but the attacker added host names to the domain's zone and is now using these specific host names for malicious purposes. The owner of the domain may have no real obvious indication that the domain was hijacked, as none of the existing records were altered. Now, the black hole exploit kit that was found by Daniel focuses on Java vulnerabilities and will only expose the exploit if the user runs a vulnerable version of Java. One of the big news items last week was the downing of an American surveillance drone in Iran. While this is bad enough in itself for U.S. interests in that region, there are now some reports that suggest the drone may have been landed by Iran, hacking the control systems used to fly the drone. However, so far there is really a lot of conflicting reports here, and it's not really clear what exactly happened. So I really would take that with a big grain of salt. In a second attack affecting real-world systems, a hospital in the Atlanta, Georgia area had to turn patients away this weekend and tell ambulances to use other hospitals for emergencies after the hospital's systems got infected with malware. As a result of the infection, the hospital had to switch to a manual admission and registration system, which substantially slowed the admission process. And after hearing of a new vulnerability against Adobe Acrobat last week, Friday, a post to the Daily Dave mailing list by Russian security company Intivitas revealed a new zero-day exploit in Adobe's Flash Player. Intivitas shows a video demo on its site demonstrating a version of the exploit that is able to bypass a DEP and ASLR on Windows 7. The exploit can be used against Flash Player in Firefox, Chrome, and Explorer. The company is promising a version for OS 10. Sadly, Adobe apparently hasn't been notified of this and has no statement about this so far. Four Romanian nationals have been charged with breaching 150 different Subway sandwich shops as well as 50 other businesses to steal credit card data. In order to accomplish this, they scanned the internet for particular vulnerable point of sale systems and then used those vulnerable point of sale systems to steal the credit card data. In order to accomplish this, they scanned the internet for a particular vulnerable point of sale system and then directed the attacks at these systems rather than some kind of central corporate server. Most fast food chains actually I have had contact with so far authorized credit card transactions directly in the store, avoiding the dangers of sending everything to a central server for processing of the transactions. However, this requires that the point of sale systems are connected to the internet in many cases. In this particular case, the point of sale system had remote admin software installed that was then breached to gain access. Kind of the sad part is not just that 80,000 customers were affected, but also that these intrusions started in 2008 and I guess were just discovered earlier this year. So essentially the attacker here had 3 years to clean out the customers. So this is really just a reminder also that, first of all, you should watch your systems and hopefully discover breaches like this earlier. But also, if you hand your credit card to a cashier in a store, it may as well end up on the internet as well. Same actually for when you call in a credit card number. Sometimes the customer service representative is just going to an internal website to then enter your order and your credit card number. Well, that's it for today. I may not have a podcast for Tuesday, as tomorrow on Monday I'll be traveling and may only get home quite late. So don't forget, Tuesday is Microsoft's Patch Tuesday, which promises to be quite busy with, I believe I remember correctly, 14 bulletins. Well, that's it then. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Tuesday or Wednesday. Bye.